Excuse me, sitting next to the judge, he calls crazy, dangerous, and a disgrace. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump will be on the witness stand today in New York, defending the Trump Organization at a civil trial he just posted on Truth Social is a witch hunt with zero merit.
Attorney General Letitia James has filed a $250 million lawsuit accusing them of inflating Trump's net worth in order to get favorable insurance and loan deals.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
The trial is being heard not by a jury, but by a judge, which is different from the former president's other legal issues that include four criminal indictments.
Now, that judge has already ruled that Trump's committed fraud. The former president remains way ahead in the 2024 Republican race, and as Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House, he's leading President Biden in key states.
By 5 points in Arizona, in Georgia by 6 points, in Michigan by 5 points, Nevada by 11 points, and Pennsylvania by 4 points. These are New York Times Siena polls that have Biden ahead in just one battleground right now, Wisconsin, where he leads by two.
Today, the president, an avid train rider, plans to announce the biggest investment in passenger rail since Amtrak was created. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks in Turkey today related to Israel's war against Hamas that rages the 31st day.
We remain very focused on the hostages held by Hamas, including Americans, in making sure we're doing everything possible to bring them home.
And he's urging Israelis to limit Palestinian casualties. Nearly 10,000 have been killed, and he's urging faster humanitarian aid. Outside a White House gate, red handprints depicting the blood of civilians in Gaza are still visible.
After thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators descended on Washington over the weekend.
You're going to breed Hamas when you continue to keep occupying the people.
Protesters vandalized the fence outside the White House and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel sentiments on several buildings across the nation's capital.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com.
On with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Amid all the focus on Israel's war against Hamas, the war in Ukraine rages, where it's been confirmed today a Russian missile strike on Friday killed 19 Ukrainian troops. In addition to that, the U.S. and China are holding key talks.
Teams from the U.S. and China have not met on arms control since the Obama administration, but a senior State Department official is meeting with her Chinese counterpart this week on nonproliferation. The Wall Street Journal reported the meeting that says the Biden administration is not expected to reach a deal on nuclear arms reduction. Instead, U.S. officials are hoping to expand dialogue on reducing the risk of miscalculation. Washington and Beijing do not have a military communications channel. The nuclear weapons talk come ahead of an expected in-person meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco later this month. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A jury in Colorado will resume deliberating today the fate of an Aurora police officer. Nathan Woodyard's charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide and the death of Elijah McClain, who died in 2019 after an encounter with three officers responding to the reports the black man was suspicious. Last month, one officer was convicted, the other acquitted. A U.S. Park police officer is facing charges accused of shooting another officer in a McLean, Virginia apartment early yesterday while both were off duty.
Authorities preliminarily calling it an unintentional shooting involving alcohol. Fairfax County detectives determined the officer pulled the trigger on a gun he believed was unloaded, striking Jesse Brown Hernandez. Police say the 22-year-old Hernandez was found dead with a gunshot wound to the upper body. The officer who fired the gun now is charged with involuntary manslaughter. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
On Wall Street, coming off the biggest gains of the year, stock futures have been up slightly. Last week, the Dow rose 5%. The Nasdaq surged up more than 6%. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. First, responders were on the scene of an incident in Kratz Road in Monticello involving anhydrous ammonia Sunday. County health officials were on the scene on the south side of Monticello. There was an anhydrous ammonia leak due to a truck breaking an axle. They stopped the leak. Good news, no word of any other issues. A pair of Champaign police officers being credited with saving a woman's life during a house Friday morning. A house fire happened in the area of Sangamon Drive and Maple Park Drive. Champaign Police Department says that at the time, officers were requested to perform a welfare check. Champaign police praising the quick reaction of the officers. Teen accused of spray painting swastikas and racial slurs on headstones in the Champaign cemetery, arraigned in court on hate crime charges. Julia Reach, the Champaign County State's attorney, says Dominic Coca was charged Friday with three counts committing a hate crime. She also requesting he be detained under the Pretrial Fairness Act. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. We have a wedding December 2nd, Mr. Sawyer. I've told you that a number of times, so we're just keeping our eyes out. I don't think he's there. Might be early. Okay. 806 ESPN 93. Love the daylight in the morning for those of us that get up early.
It's true.
That's nice. But then remember, this is November 6th, and in a month, and December 21, the days get longer.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed your extra hour. You'll be yipping about it.
I told myself with the milder conditions I was starting to get holiday up. And, you know, to me, it's fair game to start doing that in the nicer weather to get your lights outside and all that.
No, right.
Oh,
no,
you might want to go to the...
If you want to do that. Are you there, sir?
I'm there this way. The other way, I don't know what's going on. Out to lunch or a long weekend or something.
Hmm.
Okay.
Because you were sure there last hour.
That's what I can't quite figure out. I kind of changed, you know, every way to possibly connect via a tower or a Wi-Fi store here.
You know, back in the day when we used number two pencils. Exactly. I mean, that wasn't it cleaner when we just went to the wall and picked up the phone? Wasn't that better, Marge? I mean, come on. What's this technology stuff? Come on.
What's wrong with the string in the tin can?
Exactly.
Go back to that.
So complicated. Hey, get off my lawn. It's our meteorologist is Greg Solier. And,
you sound like me for crying out loud.
Listen, is there not stages in life that you just shake your head about because you never know the stage you're in until you're past it?
Yep.
And then you go, oh. And then you're saying, well, remember that one old person told you that
right.
one thing? And now you're just totally all in on
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I hate that.
And by the way, the music is too darn loud. It's our very educated one. It's meteorologist Greg Solier understands. And this is lovely. I just am thankful for every day we have sunshine in November. So.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, even this is breaking up in my ear, so I will just take it from here, and hopefully I am not breaking up in the other direction. I don't quite know what's going on. In any event, 56 degrees, that comes through loud and clear, and what is a delightful November morning here across the area. 54 at Rand Tool, 52 Danville. Had a little shower activity over parts of Virginia County, down towards south and east of Arthur. That's all hightailed it weekend out of western Indiana. Some storms up through southern Wisconsin and western Michigan. That's on a northbound warm front, and we'll reap the benefits of that here for the day-to-day. Cold front comes down the pike here. Middle part of the week, not terribly cold. Readings right around seasonal norms. Another big warm-up slated for next week, late in the week, and then the following week as well. Looking pretty good, all things considered, from this vantage point for Thanksgiving. Forecast for the day today is a day's worth of wind and warmth at up near 70, would you believe, with a southwest to south wind already 15 to 25, and gusty, a partly sunny sky. So 70 today, 50-ish for tonight, and 67 tomorrow. We will get a little front to turn the winds in from the north and northeast tomorrow, but we'll get some sunshine and a dry day as well. A little rain in spots late tomorrow night, and maybe a couple of drops Wednesday morning, some shower activity late Wednesday into Wednesday night. That's the actual cold front, but ahead of it, 75 on Wednesday. We're back in the upper 50s on Thursday, low 50s Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Dry weather for the weekend, nice back down to the 30s. We shall approach 60 degrees either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
If I were Barry Houser,
yeah,
I would get 9 buses ready. Because that's what it takes to take the marching line at a bowl game.
Okay.
Now, we can lose the last 3, but we're playing far better football.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with Maryland. obviously Maryland was a heck of a come from behind. I don't know the status of Luke Altmyer, but he was hit pretty hard and came out of the game. And young, everybody's young, John Paddock came in the game, even though he's a fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
Of the John Wright lineage, Bob Wright, actually, who was the track coach at Illinois, lettered in 1935 on the football team with Robert Zupke.
Mm-hmm.
John Wright played in the 60s, played in the NFL, a little with Detroit, the Lions. Johnny Wright, his son. And this is, I believe, Ashley Wright's son, John Paddock, who was the hero of the football game. Now, I don't know, again, going back to the 1982 Liberty Bowl.
Okay.
Something happened to that game that has never happened in the history of Illinois. Chris Jenner came in for a banged-up Tony Eason and threw three passes, one at a time. Three different times, Tony Eason got dinged. It was a hard-hitting game. Bear Bryant, the legendary Alabama coach's last game.
Mm.
He died 2 months later. Chris Jenner came in and threw three passes, three individual passes, because three times Tony Eason went down. Three for three interceptions. He threw three interceptions. A couple of them were really jump balls, and the other team got them. Alabama got it. So here you have, 40 years later, three passes by a guy comes in that I don't think has ever happened in the history of Illinois football. That's why this is such a hyped moment. And what it doesn't mean we're going to anything, really. We can still go to a bowl, but it keeps hope alive. It makes it more fun for the game Saturday.
Right.
Because it has meaning.
But a 46-yard touchdown, and it's essentially 85 yards in less than a minute.
Yeah, with no timeouts. And just, you've seen this play before. It just doesn't work. You're not scoring a touchdown in the last 50 seconds on the road against Minnesota, who's leading the Western Division. And we did.
Yes.
So that's why we're all over it this morning, because it's never happened like that, ever. I want somebody to tell me a game where Illinois was in that position and actually won. It doesn't happen. So here's young John Paddock, who came from Ball State. He was a starter, man. He wants to come to Illinois because of the lineage, the heritage of the Wrights. And here he was coming in. Now keep in mind, he's standing on the sideline. Yeah, it's a nice day. It's in the 40s, 50s. Pretty nice day.
Yeah.
But he's standing on the sideline like I would be or you would be, and you haven't done any sit-ups or toe touch, nothing. Get in there, John. The quarterback's hurt. We have no timeouts. There's no time to – let's regroup. Timeout. No.
Right, right.
No timeouts. So get in there. And by the way, it's 4th and 11. That means you get one play, maybe. And he completed it to Isaiah. Then he completed one to Pat Bryan. Then he throws a 46-yard, 45-yard touchdown pass. Wide open Isaiah Williams. It was just stunning.
Man.
Here's John Paddock.
The offense on that last drive. Just got great players around me, great offensive line in front of me. Testament to all the coaches and trusting and believing me. So, and then testament to God, just, you know, trusting with him in this process has been phenomenal. And obviously this place means a lot to me. So it felt really good to be able to do that. And, yeah, just, you know, felt like I was going to be ready this whole year, no matter when my number was called. And it got called at a pretty crazy time, but it ended up working out pretty good for us. But obviously, team effort, offensive effort there, you know, I'm going to get a lot of credit here, and it's not all my credit. I just put the ball where it's supposed to be, and guys were open, and offensive line did a phenomenal job of giving me time to be able to do that.
How have you handled this process this year? And did you have a belief that a moment like this could happen?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you just got to take it one game at a time, one day at a time. This is my last go around, so there's no point of looking ahead in the future, no point of trying to figure out what's next, what my next chapter is, which can be tough sometimes, like, you know, putting that on the back burner of just life. But just kind of take it one day at a time, prepare every week like I was a starter, play my role. And it was nice for me because I love this place so much, so I want to see this team regardless if it's today, tomorrow, 20 years down the line. It means a lot to me. So. I think just having that mindset weekly has kept me centered for the most part. And then just being able to enjoy it. So,
John, do you think being a 6-year player helps you in that regard or helped you in that regard? Do you think 100%. An underclassman at Ball State would have felt that way?
Young John Paddock would not have felt that way. They would have been frustrated.
Right.
And there would have been a lot more ebbs and flows. But I think just being around it a ton of times, I think it was just, you know, seasons have peaks and valleys, and adversity hits, and the people that can stay level and kind of control their emotions and keep pace through it are usually the people that are the most successful. You know, it's a long season. It's not short. Every game is hard to win and is important to win. So I think that was just kind of my mindset going into it, and that even if it was the last snap of the season or the first snap of the season that I was getting, that all those opportunities are important. All those snaps are just as meaningful as the first to the last.
When did it wash over you? Like, what had happened? Was it after the ball fell in Isaiah's hand? Was it in the locker room? Like, when did the moment, because you care about this as much as you, when did the moment hit you?
When did the moment hit me? I don't think it has hit me yet. I really don't. I think I just was like, oh, like that was just like a series. I think that's kind of how I looked at it, which is, I think, was part of the reason we had some success. But I don't know if it's hit me yet or if it will hit me. I mean, I like to stay pretty relaxed. I'm a competitive guy, and I'm just happy to win the game. Like, I'm just fired up. If whoever would have been in there, if that would have happened, I would have been fired. Just the same feeling. Like, I'm just happy we won. We got to use this as momentum to keep stacking. Obviously, what happened in the last games, what happened today, it's already behind us, and we got to move on and start prepping for next week, because there's still a lot of opportunities in the Big Ten West and a lot of opportunities for postseason play. And obviously, taking it one game at a time is the most important thing. But you know, we got a lot of goals ahead of us still.
Yeah. Wow. Who doesn't want that on your team?
Right.
What a mature kid. Well, I guess he's not 24. He's turning 24. He's a six-year player.
Mm.
That's your backup quarterback who came in and did that. So regardless of anything, that's the one you're going to remember. You'll remember that because how unusual the thing was. And to be faced with such adversity and have the composure to throw three passes, complete all of them for 85 yards and a touchdown to win by one. It's just like incredible and fun. Okay, so we will see. We got Luke Altmaier, we think, after four today. I don't know his status. I know he got hurt. So we'll see, but we're planning on Luke Altmaier after four with our wonderful sponsors for our visits with players. Mm-hmm. Luke Goody is scheduled this week as well. And, of course, Jay Layman, you can't particularly today, you can't miss Jay Layman.
That's right.
Jay's going to be pretty fired up, as we all are. But, I mean, that's just, I'm so happy for a kid who comes here. He's patient. He's doing all this stuff. He's not playing. He thought maybe he has a chance to start. And Luke Altmaier wins him. And Luke Altmaier threw for, what, 2-3 touchdowns. So we hope Luke's okay. He's a great kid, too.
Yeah, and it's great that we have support from Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance, Carpenters Local 243, and Max Twin City Recycling. All listen for, these great interviews with the Illini athletes. It's fun. Just super to hear after four on the Mondays following these big games.
Okay, so we'll, I got a few more clips here I want to get to. I want to play Brad Underwood for tonight's game against Eastern. By the way, Illinois and Indiana, we are actually favored by 6. So, wow, I'm trying to think when we are favored this year, maybe the Toledo game, maybe the Florida Atlantic game.
Right.
Well, we haven't been favored much.
And Indiana beat Wisconsin 2014.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Am I happy that happened? I think so. I mean, obviously, there's no need to say, we got to get up for Indiana. No, they just beat Wisconsin. So,
yeah.
Well, what is absolutely crystal clear is there's just not a nickel's difference between anybody in that West.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. I mean, it, had we won the game, we probably should have won against Wisconsin. We'd be right there to win the West.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Okay, check your weather. We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. It is Monday. This is November 6th and 70, the projected high. We'll get Greg's weather here in just a second. Come right back. Glad you're listening. It's great to have you. 217-359-2255 is the text line. It is 819.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Am has set in a nice spell of weather, unseasonably mild environs over the first half of the week. We'll get a typical early to mid-November cold front to whistle through the area. Temperatures back to, if not a bit below, seasonal norms later this week. Another big warm-up slated for next week, and just a little spot or two of rain in between. No significant additional harvest delays expected in the coming days. Up near 70 for the day today with a partly sunny sky and gusty southwest wind. Yeah, a couple of raindrops and a brief shower around for the morning of no consequence. Mostly cloudy tonight, mild down near 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued mild, 67 on a light north-northeasterly wind. On Wednesday, back into the 70s with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, then much cooler weather with highs in the 50s. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll continue with readings into the 50s early next week. And then 60s back into play. Quiet weather pattern expected to evolve across much of the Corn Belt, East Central Illinois included, for next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher. Oil prices rose this morning after Saudi Arabia and Russia remained committed to extend production cuts through December. Dish Network lost money in its summer quarter. Wall Street was expecting a profit. Dish says pay TV subscribers declined in the period. Retail wireless subscribers also declined. Starbucks says it will raise wages by a minimum of 3% in January. Eligible employees with more years of service will receive at least 5%. Starbucks also says starting in February, its hourly workers will accrue paid vacation time starting 90 days after being hired. And Starbucks is looking to add credential and certification programs to its Starbucks College Achievement Plan. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
As we wind up another year, believe it or not, Busey, proud to give back to their community. They've just been doing that. That's what they do. They have an impact report you can read about what Busey does in their towns they're in. They give 20,000 hours or roughly thereof of hundreds of community organizations every year. It's part of the whole thing of being a Busey associate or being working at Busey. You're going to volunteer. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service. In fact, I think the latest big shot at Busey just got on the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. They have impact. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development, reinvestment activities, charitable initiatives and volunteerism efforts, governance practices and policies. If you want to read the report, go to Busey.com/impact. Busey.com/impact. Busey. Member FDIC.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure. I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingilini.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Okay, so if you want great seats to the Eastern game tonight, you can text in Sarah, S-E-R-R-A. We're going to have two pairs of Section 124. That's the 100 level.
Yeah, you'll want to be there for opening night. Now, I mean, the way they do the smoke and the little fire burst during the opening lineup, and just so much excitement at the State Farm Center to get out of the gate. Our preseason poll has us at number 25 and taking on EIU tonight at 7.
Brad Underwood.
Yeah, game one. Here we go. Exciting to get another season started. Obviously coming off what we think was a very, very good preseason that actually started with us in Spain. Obviously, two exhibition games where we've been in front of our fans. So Eastern comes to town, have so much respect for Marty and the job he's done over his career. I think he's one of the best offensive coaches maybe in the country. I think he does a great, great job on that end of the court. You know, they're a new team. They've got a lot of new faces. They've got a very dynamic point guard who's been 23-24 a game in their two scrimmages and lives in the paint. Be a great, great challenge for us. Jermaine, we obviously know he's been, I think he's a fifth year now. So Jermaine's been really impressive in their early scrimmages. And we know his bounds. We know his athleticism. You know, they've got some nice pieces. They're a much older team than they were a year ago. The portal transfers have allowed them to do that. They're going to play really hard. They disrupt passing lanes. They'll play with speed and pace, led by their point guard. You know, you're going to be forced to have to guard really good actions. So I'm excited about that for us and to see where we've come from the Kansas exhibition. And I thought we improved from one to the other. Now these all count. Been solid in practice. You know, we tried to manage the week in a positive way and dial in on a lot of scenarios and talk about situations and presses and late game stuff. All those start to come into play. You know, we're excited to get started. We're excited for our fans. And this is game one of what we hope is can be a great, great 5 months. We're looking forward to getting it kicked off.
Well, you get a kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock with Eastern. I think a whole lot of these games are on ESPN Plus or Big Ten Plus.
All arena doors opening at 6. Looks like the East Lobby doors will open at 5:30 for those in Traditions Club and want access to early, getting in there early for the EIU game tonight.
So don't look for it on the TV, except if you are subscribing, much like Peacock. These first however
gotcha.
Many handful of games are not going to be on TV unless you're a plus member of something.
Right. We'll have Oakland on Friday the 10th.
I think that's a plus too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, prime seats to the game tonight. Two pairs are given away courtesy of Ben Quattrone at Sarah Champagne. Just text me 217-359-2255. Text in S-E-R-R-A as in Sarah Champagne. Five lines of vehicles, GMC, BMW, Buick, Honda, and Subaru. All right, the news will be next. ESPN 93.5, 829.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Israel Defense Forces surround Gaza City, fighting street by street with Hamas fighters popping up out of holes. New information today that IDF forces believe most of the hostages are being held in the tunnel network beneath Gaza City. Secretary of State Blinken, wrapping up his Middle East trip, says the U.S. remains very focused on bringing the hostages out, still talking of a humanitarian pause.
On the humanitarian piece, I think we've made some good progress in recent days in working to expand that. Ambassador Satterfield remains in the region working that every single day.
But after the mass pro-Palestinian protest on Washington this weekend, vandals defaced the White House walls between the gates with red paint handprints still not painted over. A New York Times poll shows Donald Trump easily beats Joe Biden in five swing states if the election is today. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign teen faces hate crime charges. They say 18-year-old Dominic Coca spray-painted racist messages and swastikas on headstones at St. Mary's Cemetery in Champaign last Wednesday night. He also reportedly confessed to spray-painting a swastika on a sidewalk the day before. New report shows most deaths among pregnant Illinois women preventable. The third Illinois maternal morbidity and mortality report says 263 people died pregnant or within a year of giving birth in the state from 2018 to 2020. Of those, 91% preventable. Black women nearly twice as likely to die from any pregnancy-related condition. Illinois State Police seeking help in the investigation death of a Decatur man. James Taylor found dead May 19 in a rural home near his home. He was reported missing a week earlier. ISP investigating the death as a homicide. Anyone with information, you're asked to contact Decatur Crime Stoppers. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event has set a very delightful spell of early November weather expected here for the first half of the week. Temperatures above average. We'll get a front to come through the area late Wednesday, Wednesday night, back into some cooler weather for the rest of the week and early on into next week. If you have opportunities to get out there in the back 40, wrap up harvest, or perhaps backyard work, plenty of opportunity next week as well. Another big warming trend gets going mid to late next week. In the meantime, speaking of which, up near 70 with a partly sunny, windy, warm day's worth of weather. A couple of raindrops around and a stray shower this morning. A southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Mild tonight, mostly cloudy, down to about 50. Winds will diminish and turn northwest to north. Continued mild tomorrow, partly sunny and 67. Back into the 70s here for Wednesday with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon. A much cooler weather for Thursday, Friday, the weekend, but dry weather. Some sunshine each day, highs in the 50s, nights in the 30s and low 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense,
vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and farm pickup is also available. And look for Savannah Ridge Farms every Saturday at the Farmers Market inside Lincoln Square in Urbana from 8 to 11. SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Again, it's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
I'm Justin Eink, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eink, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at FightingIllini.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we
Well, we haven't talked a ton about the national news and stuff. I think the Illini overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. The Illini and
absolutely
football, and the fact that I like to come back, and particularly when I'm right, reiterate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said I think we're still going to a bowl. And again, I think these next three, including,
right.
I think Iowa's a coin flip. I really do. I think we can play with Iowa. Real good defense, not real good offense, so... Anyway, it's just more fun, and it's fun for us because, A, you'll be interested in Jay Layman today. You'll be interested in Luke Altmaier. Uh-huh. We're checking on Luke whether he can play today. I'm
right.
Not sure. And then, because he got banged up pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just more fun leading to the football game as opposed to who cares. Well, now we care.
Right.
You win this, you're one away from a bowl. And I don't care where the game is. I really don't. It's just it's extension of the program. You got to go to a bowl every year in this day and age with 70-some teams getting to go to a bowl. You got to be one of them.
Yeah.
And so to do that means players that are being recruited are saying, well, they go to the bowl. You know, they're getting better. You have to have that. Otherwise, they say, well, they never are consistent. I wouldn't go there. I mean, I don't know how long Brett's going to be there. I mean, they do that negative stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it just gives you a little hope that that there's more to play, and it's more fun.
Sure. And then we've got the game tonight against EIU to open up the season, and we'll be talking with Luke Goody after four tomorrow.
Yep. All right. So after the game, Brett Bielema, you can't see his smiles, but he's smiling when he says this. I'll draw it up. He's smiling. And he doesn't smile a ton. You don't see him laughing and smiling a ton.
Well, that's exactly how you draw it up. Give a lot of credit to Minnesota. PJ is a good football team. New coming over here. They're at top of the Big Ten West for a reason. They've won a couple games here in a row and done some good things. But I thought this was a team we matched up well against. I really like it coming into the week. I thought our guys have, you know, put a good week of practice. The bye week, we kind of turned the page. And it's kind of funny, right? So, like, whenever we have people around the program, maybe that aren't around us all the time, scouts that come in, NFL people, visitors, maybe outside administration, they come by and they're like, Coach, I can't believe the way your guys, go about things, the way they practice. And you kind of just take note of it. But on Wednesday, an NFL guy that I've known for 20 years. He was in the hallway around our guys, in and out of meetings, went out to practice, and he grabbed me and he said, "Hey, I know you don't have the year that you maybe necessarily want." He goes, "But I can just tell you from every person I talk to, every staffer I work with, from watching you guys practice, you have something here that's really good, you know, and I just want you to know that, right?" And I think this was a great example of that. Last night, I literally showed him the Northwestern game. I try to show him things during the course of the week, and I wanted them to know sometimes it doesn't always go as scripted. You just got to be resilient. So I showed him the fourth quarter against Northwestern where they're down 21 points and how they made defensive stops and how their offense made plays, and they tied it up at the end and ended up winning it in overtime. But you literally heard our guys talking about that on that last series before John went in and after John went in, and just a incredible amount of resiliency, I'd say, for two people, John Paddock, you know, just to put himself in that position. Earlier this year when he got in a game, it was kind of out of control and wasn't a great situation to come into. I said, "Hey, what we just learned is, you know, when your moment comes, you're going to be that much more prepared. I don't know if it's going to be this week, next week," I said, or the last half of the season, your moment's going to come, and I have a pretty good confidence value that you're going to be prepared." And that's exactly what happened there. I didn't think it was going to be 4th and 10, backed up on enemy territory with no timeouts and under a minute. But that's John to a T. And then Isaiah Williams, for you guys that know him, like 13 catches, 130 yards. You know, when that ball went on the ground, I think a lot of people would be like, "Oh my gosh!" I literally didn't say anything to him because I knew he would take care of himself. Right? Like, he just continues to impress me on a daily basis. Who he is, what he stands for, and what he represents. That play was created before the day ever started today. He's just got that kind of ability and pretty awesome to be around.
That's Isaiah Williams. Here he is.
Take me through the emotions of the last 5 minutes of that game, or 6-7 minutes of that game for you. Fumble, the winning touchdown.
Man, it was everywhere. So after that hit to the rim, when I was on the sideline, you know, complaining, I was a little frustrated. And then, you know, Deep out there and had that fumble. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what you get for complaining. But then after that, I was just like, "Man, you good. Like, God got you. He won't put you through nothing that he can't get you through." So, you know, I just had all the confidence in the world going back on that field after that fumble, just trusting, you know, the plan. And then they called some plays where I knew it was a great chance that I'd get the ball, and my biggest thing was just execute for my guys.
You played that position before Isaiah. How hard is it to do what John just did?
Man, that's tough. Going out there with the confidence that he had, sidearm, man, I remember the touchdown play. I literally looked back, and I seen him step back and then step up in the pocket. Like, doing what he did, that's hard to do. And that just shows you, like, his confidence and swagger that he got. It just, I mean, it's hard for people probably to see on the outside, but how he was in the huddle. Like, he come in there like, "Y'all boys, I got y'all. Like, trust me." It just shows, like, his confidence, man. That's something that not many could do. Even a lot of elite guys can't do what he just did.
Trust me? He hasn't played for a month.
I know.
He just came in as 4th and 11. Trust me? Really? This is like stuff movies are made out of, man.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's Johnny Newton.
What was your perspective or view on the Paddock to Williams pass there at the end?
I was elite. For John to come in the game, you know, probably could have been our last play of the game. To step up, make those completions, I feel like that was big time for him in the program.
What was that first half like for you? How did you stay ready to be ready in the second half?
Well, just being a coach to my teammates, you know, telling them what I saw on the field, spraying the wealth back, you know, keeping everybody's head straight and check, you know, just being a coach and a leader from the sideline.
Did you feel a lift going into halftime? Look, you know, you look up, you're only down 3, and hey, Johnny Newton's coming back in. It felt like the team got a big lift, you know, just kind of being still in the ballgame.
For sure. You know, I know I bring a lot of energy to the team. And that energy could change the whole momentum of a game. So I came out, unfortunately, I got a sack. And I feel like from there, it just changed the rest of the game.
Well, it did, because Johnny, you changed the rest of the game. You changed all our games. That's why you're going to the NFL, probably first-round pick, which is getting kind of ordinary for Illinois now, first-round pick. Yeah, we get them all the time. Anyway, Johnny Newton changes the dynamic of the whole team energy-wise. You saw what happened when he went out for the targeting, Wisconsin. We just, yeah. That was it. It was over.
Ugh.
Didn't feel good. Didn't end good.
The wind came out of our sails.
Yep. And so he's huge. He'll be there for the Saturday game against Indiana. We're a 6-point favorite. A 6-point favorite. Hey, tomorrow, I'm going to be going over to the iHotel at 10:30. If you want to join us for the Stevie J Travel Unveiling of the 2024 schedule, you can hear all about it. Got a good trip to Alaska that I know many of you are interested in. Keith at Premier will start detailing that. It's just fun to gather and dream about where you want to go. And we got some trains in Grand Canyons. That sounds fun. So anyway, we'll kind of get into that tomorrow at the iHotel. We'll be in the alma mater rooms where we usually are. Classroom seating so you can write stuff down, take notes. Just fun to get together.
Yeah.
And if you're available and know somebody might want to go, might want to tell them 10:30 tomorrow at the iHotel. Every time I go to the iHotel, I like it.
And then you can do a Stevie J Travels flyer or something in a box for your gift for Christmas or something.
Wow.
And have some plans lined up for 2024.
Right. A trip to Alaska.
I love it.
Fun. And we're also going to Albuquerque. You've never done that one. A balloon festival that they do in Albuquerque. They're just extraordinary how many beautiful balloons they've got there. All right, ESPN 93.5, quick check of your sports headlines. The Bears lost, but it was close.
That's right.
Good game in New Orleans.
24-17 was the final. Packers over the Rams, 20-3. Colts over the Panthers, 27-13. Tonight, for Monday Night Football, L.A. Chargers in New York to face the Jets. Always fun to watch the game at Pia's. Pia's will have the fan bus that leaves a half hour before tip-off time as our Illini start the season against EIU. Preseason poll has us at number 25. The tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And again, leaving a half hour before tip-off. If you are interested, you get your food and beverages and stuff like that, and you just ask if I need a ticket to get on, because I think, you know, essentially there's 50 seats or something on the bus. It's not tickets, but you get your tiny ticket to give to the driver when you hop on the bus, and then it's there in the Circle Drive when you leave. Speaking of Pia's, that's where we'll be, and we'll have tickets to that 11 a.m. start on Dad's Day as we face Indiana on November 11th. And a salute to the military. You'll want to get there early for that and enjoy the flyover. What a great game ahead. Indiana did beat Wisconsin 20-14 over the weekend. And as you know, we've been talking all morning about our Illini victory over Minnesota 27-26. And the big hero of the game, John Paddock, with 85 yards and about a minute of action, that 46-yard touchdown. Caden Fagan also was phenomenal.
Swing pass all the way down the sideline to score. The kid from Arthur played at Atwood Hammond.
Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond.
Hammond, Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
But he's really good.
Local football, Unity Rockets are moving on. We beat DeCoin, I believe it was 35-25 when I walked off of Oscar Hicks Field and congratulated everybody and enjoyed my hometown of Tolono and all the celebrating going on. Next up will be Mount Carmel.
50-50 was $2,800. So there's a lot of people there.
Nice.
A lot of people there.
I didn't get there till after halftime, so didn't have to pay the $6.
What if nobody comes and claims it?
I don't know whether that it usually is student council or the band or something like that.
Somebody gets a lot of money.
It was nice that the Unity Rocket Marching Rockets invited DeCoin to perform and stuff like that. Evidently, the bus driver did an illegal turn with the trailer behind or something and got a ticket.
Oh, no. Welcome to Tolono.
There was a DeCoin guy that was telling me, you know, why wouldn't the cop, you know, just escort him and say, don't do that next time?
Right, exactly.
I'm like, welcome to Rocket Nation. I don't know.
Too bad.
So Illinois women's basketball taking on Morehead State tomorrow at 6 to start up their season. And Illinois volleyball fell to Wisconsin. Next up for them will be at Iowa Friday at 6. So go Illini.
Check Greg's weather one more time for you. Next.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there?
living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? We've got just the place. Call to schedule your very own private girls' night out at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking express facials, makeovers, and personalized beauty tips. Our masters of makeup will give you and your friends a chance to find the right foundation, learn what works for your skin, and rock some hot new looks. Call and book now at 217-359-8100 at Merle Norman. Find us on social media at Merle Norman Cosmetics Champaign.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Very delightful spell of early November weather expected here for the first half of the week. Temperatures above average. We'll get a front to come through the area late Wednesday night. Back into some cooler weather for the rest of the week and early on into next week. If you have opportunities to get out there in the back 40, wrap up harvest, or perhaps backyard work, plenty of opportunity next week as well. Another big warming trend gets going mid to late next week. In the meantime, speaking of which, up near 70 with a partly sunny, windy, warm days worth of weather. A couple of raindrops around and a stray shower this morning. A southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Mild tonight, mostly cloudy, down to about 50. Winds will diminish and turn northwest to north. Continued mild tomorrow, partly sunny and 67. Back into the 70s here for Wednesday with some shower activity breaking out, especially in the afternoon. A much cooler weather for Thursday, Friday, the weekend, but dry weather. Some sunshine each day, highs in the 50s, nights in the 30s and low 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com. Pards.com. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. That's going to be, it was shot a lot in Champaign-Urbana. And Irresponsible is supposed to be a comedy?
Yeah. Irresponsible. Oh, there must be some kind of bull.
B-U-L-L, but it's kind of in the vein of Are We There Yet?
Right.
Kind of movie.
Uh-huh.
What was the guy's name that was Ice?
Ice Cube. T.
That kind of thing. So it's supposed to be funny, and Irresponsible
right.
is the name of the film. Okay, we're about out of time.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's special specialty pizza for $5 off.
We are about out of time. Be back tomorrow and do this again. We'll have Luke Goody on in the afternoon tomorrow at 4:05. Today, Jay Layman after 3. You can't miss Jay's energy and his fired up nature for the Illini football win. And again, we're hoping for Luke Altmaier, the quarterback who did get hurt. We're just not sure the extent. So we're hoping for Luke at 4:05. But for sure, Luke Goody tomorrow, basketball after the Eastern game tonight. And last call, 217-359-2255. Text in SERRA for prime seats for the game tonight. Giving out 2 pair. You can text that now. Sarah and Diane, we shall see you then.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Join us for the live broadcast after 3 p.m. on Friday, November 10th. Great guests ahead of Dad's Day, including Jay Layman, McLean Stahl, and Hans D. with Who You Got. Eric Meyer has great drink specials, terrific pub food like the Slugger Burger, Chicken Fingers, Loaded Nachos, and Fish on Fridays. Diane Ducey will be handing out tickets to the Illinois vs. Indiana game Saturday the 11th at 2:30 with the flyover as a salute to our veterans. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Urbana Park District invites 18 and up to a special caregivers class for people to care for loved ones with memory loss. This free class meets Tuesdays from November 14th to January 16th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Get stress-reducing ideas and support from others who choose home care for a loved one with memory loss. You work hard to give your loved ones peace of mind and familiar surroundings. Sign up for the Stress Busters class at urbanaparks.org.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Stop.